You're welcome back. Investigators say they're shocked by the attitude of some members of the Garda Roads policing unit who openly expressed their lack of interest in the job. The finding is contained in a report which was published in full this morning. The inquiry team visited six Garda divisions and engaged with up to 120 members of the force as well as their supervisors. They found that while many Gardaí were highly motivated, others were openly unproductive. These members had no expectation that their lack of interest would have consequences. The investigators also identified wide variations between divisions. And in another damning conclusion, they found that supervisors and managers were reluctant to sanction people because this would create industrial relations problems with the Garda Representative Association. The Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, described these findings as stark, while the Policing and Community Safety Authority said they raised broader issues about the absence of any effective performance management within the force. Speaking this morning, Paula Hillman, who's the Assistant Commissioner for Roads Policing and Community Engagement, outlined some of the findings.
A small but significant cohort of members who are disinterested, had a poor work ethic, and deliberately ignored offences, and whose productivity was comparatively low. The Crow team observed some examples of this poor work ethic and culture within the roads policing units that were visited, but they were isolated. It would be incorrect to characterise all roads policing units in this way.
Well, to look in more detail at these findings, I'm joined by our reporter, Jackie Fox. Jackie, first of all, can you put this report into context for us? Why was it commissioned and what did it examine?
Well, Rachel, this independent review was launched after a whistleblower informed Garda headquarters that some members of the roads policing unit were not doing their jobs properly. That anonymous letter was received at the Commissioner's office in June 2023, and then in September that year, Gardaí decided on an independent external review. Crow consultants were tasked with that, and for the investigation, they engaged with between 100 and 120 Garda members at six unidentified divisions between July and November last year to examine and understand how work is assigned, supervised, delivered and reported. And it included ride-alongs with on-duty road policing unit members. The six divisions, as I said, were not identified in the report, and a completed report was received at the Commissioner's office in March of this year. You might remember around 2 weeks ago, summaries of the report were published in the media, which led to calls for it to be published immediately due to the shocking findings. This morning that happened, and it really gave an insight into what exactly the problems are in the road policing unit.
And as we've been hearing, Jackie, essentially it found that while many members of the roads policing unit did take their role seriously, a significant minority weren't doing their job and were pretty blatant about that.
That's right. The report found that a number of Gardaí were what they said were unproductive and appeared to be demotivated and unconcerned with doing an effective professional job. And it said that a handful of members did the bare minimum or less to fulfil their duty. Supervisors told investigators that some individuals left the station at the start of the shift and returned at the end without a single detection made or fixed charge notice issued. And some members of the force allegedly often parked their patrol car out of sight and avoided doing any work. And there were some that were disinterested even in the fact that their automatic number plate recognition technology was switched off or not functioning properly. And investigators said that they were actually disturbed by how open a number of Gardaí were about disliking their jobs. Now, job vacancies, staffing problems, lack of investment and training, there were other concerns raised in the report. For instance, the Crow report found that job vacancies in the roads policing unit is one of the reasons for a lack of productivity, as the overall strength is 40% less than the number in post-2009.
One of the striking findings is that when Gardaí didn't do their job, there were no consequences. Why?
Well, the report said that some Gardaí appear to get away with such behaviour to the frustration of their colleagues, supervisors and managers. Supervisors told investigators that they felt like there is little or nothing they can do to address the situation. They felt like there was no point, that nothing would be done and that they wouldn't be backed up by their superiors. They also said that there is a lack of effective sanctions for poor performance and that supervisors and managers were typically apprehensive that any attempt to invoke sanctions would create industrial relations problems with the Garda Representative Association.
Jackie, what will happen to these findings?
Well, the Crowe report recommended that on Garda Síochána's focus should be on correcting the resources, operational procedures, technology training, supervision and accountability problems, rather than conducting further examinations into the scale and nature of the problems. And it recommended that all of those issues should be fixed over the next 2 years. And here at Garda HQ, where I am, they said senior Gardaí held a press conference today and they said that a steering group has been set up to oversee changes and a working group has been set up to implement the findings. They also wanted to stress, as you heard in the clip earlier, that this is a minority of members rather than a majority. But they did acknowledge the huge disappointment in the force with these findings.
Jackie Fox at Garda headquarters, thank you. Well, a short time ago, our reporter Carol Coleman got reaction from Leo Legio of the Irish Road Accidents Victims Association.
After reading the full report, it's different from what the first reports were saying, that there was a majority of roads policing that weren't doing their jobs. But as I believe before, most Guardian roads policing are committed to saving lives. But the report still shows a small minority aren't pulling their weight, and because of outdated policies and no one's stopping them. And that has to change.
You lost your own daughter, Marcia, 20 years ago now in a hit and run accident. How do you think, Leo, that families who've lost loved ones or people who are living with life-changing injuries as a result of an accident be responding today to this report?
Oh, we'll be very disappointed in that small number of Gardaí that don't think people's lives are worth doing their jobs, or they think that it's not important enough. And they need to realise that every single life lost on the roads is major, and it's what we've always been saying, especially us in Irvine, that roads policing numbers, they have to be increased. The enforcement has to be out there. And at the moment, there just isn't enough enforcement. And sadly, the money's not been spent on it.
How do you think road users out there should respond to this?
Well, road users already think they can get away with it and anything they want. And because of this now, it's given them a free rein to think that they're even more free to do whatever they want, and the confidence in the Garda road policing unit has to be re-earned again. That's where the changes have to come, and we're depending on the new commissioner and other superintendents to, and I do believe that they will do this, they will make the changes needed, and I have full confidence that the new police commissioner, the new Garda commissioner, will do his job and do what has to be done.
Almost 20 years ago for you and your family, it doesn't get any easier.
Not that. It's 20 years, and for everyone who was in the Irish Road Victims Association and all other families, it's a lifelong sentence, and we go through it every day. And then when we hear things like this happen, it sets us back and it upsets us.
And that was Leo Legio talking to our reporter Carol Coleman. With us now is the president of the Garda Representative Association, Mark O'Mara. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. This report, as we've been hearing, it confirms that some Gardaí have a blatant disregard for the importance of their job. What's your response?
Well, having read the report in full, albeit we haven't had a great deal of time to digest it, but it is very clear that within the report, in its findings, it states that, and I quote, "We found no evidence of systemic organised culture or work avoidance or deliberately poor performance within roads policing." So that in itself is counter to what we're hearing on the news today. And I think one of your previous speakers, Leo, who, again, I have great sympathy for, as he outlined his opening words earlier, were that this report is different to the initial report. And I had the opportunity to listen to Leo when it was first drip-fed by the Garda Commission. And that's what caused us great concern, because not only did it cause difficulty with our members, but it caused significant difficulty for the likes of Leo Leggio and his family after the loss of their daughter. And I think that is and commentary that came from the Garda Commissioner at the time, which really has caused such damage. And our members find that unforgivable.
Well, the reason it first entered the public domain is because it was discussed by the policing authority. But just on one of the issues addressed in this, because as you say, other issues are also raised. But it does find, and that's undeniable, that a significant minority of Gardaí working in roads policing don't do their job and are blatant about that, because they know there are no consequences for not doing their job.
I think that there was six divisions were visited and engaged productively with the Crowe report. There was 100 to 120 members who were spoken to. The vast majority of those, as the report does quite clearly outline, that they were productive, professional and focused on road safety. And that is hugely important.
And that's as it should be, surely.
Yeah,
if
absolutely.
Somebody is being paid to do a job, they should do that
absolutely,
job.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it also quite clearly points out to lack of training, lack of resourcing, ageing fleet. These are all issues that we have raised repeatedly with the Garda Commissioner. This is what caused the vote of no confidence in the first place. This is the first time.
Any excuse for somebody not doing their job? Because those conditions are the same for everyone. And as the report finds out, the majority of people do their job properly, but there is a hardcore that doesn't.
The report speaks of a small number of members who, as we have always highlighted, are suffering from very, very low morale because of all of the issues that we've raised over the years. As I say, to bureaucracy, poor morale, terms and conditions of employment. These are all clearly highlighted in the report as well. And these would go to affect the morale of those people concerned, and those people who will exit us on Garda Síochána when the 30 years are up, and they will have no incentive to stay behind. And that causes morale issues for members in the road policing unit. But this is the first time the Garda Commissioner has apportioned unjust blame on all ranks below him of incompetence, inability and disinterest. And on behalf of our association, who represent rank and file members of Garda Síochána, it has to be very clear that we work closely with the different ranks. And when it says that, supervisors and managers are unable or unwilling to deal with members, if this is indeed the case.
Well, that's what the report finds. It finds that some managers are reluctant to do their job and tackle idle or uncooperative Gardaí because that would create problems with your own association.
Well, that would be a difficulty for the different association representative bodies if that was the case. As I said, we work very closely with those representative bodies, and we also work with those ranks on a district and divisional basis, on a daily basis. And
do you accept, though, that there is an issue there? Because, that's what the report authors find. They find that some managers are reluctant to enforce any sort of discipline because it would create problems with the GRA.
We would find that the different ranks are very competent and capable of raising any issues they have, and we would be very much aware of that, and that's what we deal with on a regular basis. So if there are some cases of that, then that is not an issue for the Garda Representative Association. That is an issue for different ranks, but I don't believe that is the case, and we refute that allegation.
Okay, so you're saying you don't accept that part of the report?
I most certainly don't accept that members are of different ranks are afraid and incapable. I would never say that the other ranks are incapable or afraid to do their job. I absolutely refute that. I think they would refute it as well.
Okay, so do you believe then that when the report finds this, it's wrong?
I believe that the report itself is very clear in what it said. And it did say that there was a very small member who were disillusioned. And I think it was spoken about perhaps by yourself or by Jackie, the reporter earlier, in relation to ANPR equipment and so on. But because an item is faulty, and it also says that the reason a lot of the members were frustrated because of the difficulties with the IT systems that weren't working.
But isn't that the same for everyone? And again, it didn't stop some people from doing their jobs.
The problem with roads policing is that it has long been under-resourced, and we have called for the resourcing and appointment of members to a specialised field, which is road policing, with specialised training. There has not been the allocation of personnel as committed to by the Commissioner, Drew Harris, to the both of the policing authority last year, when he undertook and committed to 75 members being allocated towards policing. This year, he committed to 150. And we are now not seeing that number. And this, is again, is going back to what we have long, long raised, and that is the lack of resources. And the report, in our view, is very, very damaging to the Garda Commissioner and his office.
And you don't think it's damaging to some members of the force, including your own members?
Of course, if those cases are correct, it is damaging. But what we are saying is that this is an issue we have raised from the beginning in relation to training and resourcing, and it has been ignored. And the report outlines every single thing that we have ever raised. And that is why we welcome the publication of the report today, because it most certainly acknowledged the great work done by so many in Rhodes Policing Unit. It also outlines all of the issues that we have raised and the manner in which Garda management overseeing Rhodes Policing. I mean, the Commissioner was aware of this report and the whistleblower from 2023. He commissioned a report, but he didn't do anything to actually deal with the issue.
All right, just finally on this, I mean, reading this report today, it will make difficult reading for some people. If somebody has no interest in doing their job and is quite open about that, do they really belong in the force?
Well, again, we are very clear on accountability and oversight. We have no issue with that at all, and we welcome it. But I would like to see the definitive findings of the report. This report is very broad in a sense. Some of what it says is quite confusing. Again, I've only read it this morning when we got a copy of it, but most certainly it does lay and apportion a significant responsibility to Garda management and to the Commissioner of Garda Síochána, which I believe it should do.
Mark O'Mara of the Garda Representative Association, thank you for talking to us this afternoon.